Station 13, St. Urban, patron saint of wine. Bible text, And Jesus said unto his disciples, Rest a while. Mark 6, verse 31. There are various wine saints in popular Catholic belief, but St. Urban is the best known. However, it isn't quite certain which St. Urban is meant. Most probably it is Bishop Urban of Langres, who lived in Burgundy in the 5th century. According to legend, he hid from his persecutors behind a grapevine. Many weather miracles are attributed to him. However, typical depictions of Urban, such as the one we see here, show him not only with a bunch of grapes and a beaker, but also with a tiara, which is only worn by popes. This Roman crown recalls the other St. Urban, Pope Urban I, who died in the year 230 AD, but no stories are known about him in connection with wine. His feast day, however, the 25th of May, is an important date in the wine grower's calendar. In the Middle Ages, it marked the beginning of summer and the end of the spring tasks in the vineyard, when the vines were in full bloom and the vegetation period was beginning. The weather was now of vital importance, and the vintners watched the sky closely, hoping for favourable conditions. The 25th of May was also the day that the wine tithes had to be delivered. In wine-growing regions, there were traditional St. Urban processions to pray for good weather, and St. Urban brotherhoods to supervise the quality of the wine. Philip Melanchthon emphasized the saint's importance even during the Reformation. He wrote, St. Urban is to the Franks as Bacchus is to the heathens. In Protestant areas, St. Urban has survived mainly in weather sayings. One of them claims, If St. Urban is fine and clear, wine will be plentiful this year. At this point, our biblical wine trail becomes ecumenical. The Catholic parish of St. Anna funded the figure of St. Urban and also a wine chapel. Please take this as an invitation to enter and find tranquility and prayer. And if you want to have your snack here, feel free. St. Urban certainly wouldn't mind.